We're doing Gemara Brachos, Davava Medalev, the two dots, four lines from the top. We've been quoting quotes from Abba bin Yamin. Abba is a term of respect, honor. Tanya, we have another braisa, Abba bin Yamin Omer. Abba bin Yamin says, Ilmale nitna reshut le'ain lirot, if the eye were given permission to see, Ilmale with a yod means if yes, Ilmale with an aleph means if not. Ilmalei, if it would be given, nitna reshut la'ain lirot, if it would be given permission for the eye to see all the different shadim all around us. What are shadim? Good question. Ein kol briya yechola la'amod mipnei mazikin. No one would be able to stand because there are so many mazikin all around us. Wow, scary. So you could say that's talking about germs. If you saw how many germs were standing in front of you, wow, you'd go nuts, right? So who knows what it means? Whatever it means. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Inu nefishi minan, they outnumber us. Vekaimi alan ki kasta lugya, and they surround us, just like when you dig around a grapevine, so that the water stays around the grapevine, so that it has water to grow. So they dig a hole around the grapevine. They dig around it, they make it a little deeper, so that the water would sit there, and the grapevine has from where to grow. So too, the different mazikin surround us all around. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Kol chad v'chad minan, every one of us, alfa mismale v'revivata mimine, has 1,000 on his left and 10,000 on his right. So many mazikin all around us. Amar Rava. Rava says, an interesting concept. Hayduchka dehavi bekala, when you have the gathering that everyone gathers on Shabbos to hear the rabbi's speech, and there seems to be plenty of room for everyone, and yet it seems like there's no room. If you count the number of people in the room, there should be room, and yet there's duchka. It feels like it's tight when we sit together for the rabbi's speech. Minayuavi, it's because of them. They're here, and they cause us to feel like there isn't enough space for everyone, because we all come together, and everyone comes with his 11,000 mazikin all around him. So that gives us the sensation that we feel like it's tight, there's no room. I don't know what any of this means. Hani birchi deshale. A person has his knees get tired. Why is that? Minayu. Thanks to them. Hani mani drabanan debalu. The clothing of the rabbis that wear out. You know, they're not working out in the field. Why do their clothes wear thin? Why do people who learn in yeshiva, why do their clothes wear thin? I'll tell you why. That's because mechuf yadidu. Because they come and rub against us as we're learning. We're learning, and they come and they rub against us. They tire us out, and they wear down our clothing. Okay, what does any of this mean? I don't know. Hani kare deminakfan. When you see a person's knees banging, minayu, it's because of them. Hai man debai lemeidalu. You want to see them? You want to know? You want to really see them? I'll tell you how to do it. Okay, guys, here's the secret. Leiti kitma nehila. Let him take finely ground ash. We got to talk, you and I. Good things. Let's talk. In 2 minutes, we're stopping. In 2 minutes, we're going down to Duil. So maybe you and I will talk on the way, okay? I'll tell you in 2 minutes. Only good things. Leiti kitma nehila. Let him bring finely ground ash. V'nehader apuye. And sprinkle it around his bed. And in the morning, chazi kikare de tanegola, he'll see like rooster's feet all around his bed. So there you'll see. Here they were walking all around your bed. Okay. Kids, don't try it at home. Okay. My father told me in the factory once, they were grinding cheese. So they had on the floor, they had a whole layer of dust from the cheese. So they had dust. They come in the morning, and they see these little I don't know what to call it, like V's on the floor. It looks like rooster's feet. So all the workers started putting crosses on themselves and swearing that who knows what. My father said, no, not like that. We got to check out. I want to see everyone's shoes. They picked up everyone's shoes, and they saw that one person had like taps on his shoes that were that shape. So my father said, could it be you were walking around there before we all came in? So the guy says, actually, yeah. I said, okay, that was the rooster's feet in the dust. Okay, fine. So Now we say, Hai man de bai le mechzinu. Someone, you want to actually see these things? Leiti, I'll tell you what you do. You bring shulyita, the placenta, the shunrita uchmita bat uchmita, of a cat that's a black cat, the daughter of a black cat. Buchita bat buchita. She has to be the firstborn cat, the daughter of a firstborn cat. And you take her placenta, vilekalye ben nura, burn it in an oven, vileshachke, and then grind up the ash, vilimli enemine, and then put it in your eye. Vechazilu, and then you'll see them. Vileshadye begufta de palzila, and then afterwards take that ash, put it in a hollow tube of metal, and seal it with a metal seal, til magan vimine, because they might come and steal it from you. Velichtum pume, and seal the end of the other end of the this tube, kihechi de lo litzik, so they don't harm you, because they might get upset that you're peeking at them. Rav Beva Bar Abaye Avidachi, the Gemara says, Rav Beva Bar Abaye did in accordance with all of this. Chaza, he saw all of them, ve'itzek, and then they came and harmed him. So you see, all this advice, how to protect yourself, and then might not work. So Abaye's son tried all this, and then he ended up being harmed. The rabbis prayed over him, and then he was healed. But you see, you need rabbis like the rabbis in those days to save you. Who knows what will happen if you do it? So I always wanted to try this, but I never had the guts.
I've heard once with flour. Can it also work with flour?
I don't know. All of these things, what do we know? We don't know what any of this means, and it probably is not to be taken literally, and you have to know what kind of cat they call the cat, and what kind of, every term here needs an explanation.
Can it be close to sorcery?
Ask them. I don't think so, because the rabbis forbade all that. So this is obviously something different. Do we understand it? There's a lot here that needs work.
Are they giving permission, or are they just...